The fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Fading light as we march to the drums of the
east. All right, my friends, welcome back to it. Holiday weekend. You don't have to work on Monday. That's all good news. And if you're a guy in the theater business, a lot of rain in the forecast is good news, too, because that means people want to go get their fingers all greasy with buttered popcorn and hang out and eat juju beans and all that happy stuff. Live the healthy lifestyle is what I'm telling you, and I appreciate that. And in fact, the guy that is the ringleader of the healthy lifestyle, Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, what's up? Happy Memorial weekend.
Oh, big weekend. I'm hoping to break free so I can go, you know, be ashamed of myself and watch Deadpool 2, which I haven't made it to yet, but I hear utterly disgusting and good things about it.
We wouldn't expect anything less from Deadpool, and it does not disappoint. It did not disappoint at the box office either. $125 million domestic, $300 million worldwide. People seeing it, and I've seen it 1.5 times, Steve. You know, I just wander downstairs from my office and stick my head in for a while, and the second time around, it's even more interesting because you pick up all the cool stuff that's going on in the background, some quips that you miss, some references. I mean, Deadpool's got a lot going for it, but yes, you will need a shower.
Well, maybe two from the first one, if I recall. But yeah, that's the thing about that movie. There's so much going on all the time, and things that are in the back of scenes and comments that are made and things that are said under people's breath, and it's like, well, and things that happen so fast, you just don't catch it all. It's not possible.
Exactly, and then you can go as deep as you want to into the Marvel Comics universe. There are characters popping up there that's like, I don't know who that person is, but they got a whole comic book series named after them, and I've never heard of them. So
really,
there's one guy in particular with his big metal head that I can't even remember his name, but he's quite a character.
Maybe his name is.
I have never heard of him before. So anyway, Deadpool's got a lot going on, but it'll be second place this weekend, and of course to the mighty Star Wars movie, which is called Solo.
Well, I heard that wasn't tracking really high compared to other Star Wars movies, but that doesn't mean it's not tracking high just compared to other Star Wars movies.
Exactly. The episodes, now there's one left, of course. They have all been huge hits. The last two $200 million openings, these sort of anthology or spinoffs like Rogue One, not so much. But the tracking this weekend is a little sketchy. Certainly they're going to do $100 million plus, whether it's 120 or 150 on the weekend, 4-day, you know, who knows? We'll find out. But I'll tell you what, behind the scenes, you've got Ron Howard directing. You've got Lawrence Kasdan and his son Jonathan writing the screenplay, and Lawrence Kasdan has written several Star Wars movies and Indiana Jones movies and other stuff that he's done. And then you've got an interesting cast with Woody Harrelson, Donald Glover, Amelia Clark, Andy Newton, Paul Bettany, Jon Favreau throws a voice in, even Clint Howard shows up. And of course, Alden Ehrenreich is the new Han Solo.
A new Han Solo? All right.
Well, the young Han Solo.
I got you. I knew what you meant.
I know.
Yeah. So let me ask you, just so I'm clear on this, one more to go. This is movie. So this is part of the actual series. This is movie 8, then? Is that right?
No, this is a spinoff.
All right.
We just had The Last Jedi. That was episode 8. And we've got episode 9 coming up soon. And I don't know if they've come up with a subtitle for that one yet, but then they'll just keep spinning off stories like they're starting now. They've teased the Lando Calrissian spinoff with Donald Glover.
Sure.
They've teased the Boba Fett spinoff. They'll just keep telling Star Wars stories till the cows come home.
Well, they'll keep telling Star Wars movies, even if the bad ones make $120 million on opening weekend, they'll be okay with that.
Yeah. Well, and worldwide, it's going to be $500 million or more. They just can do no wrong with Lucasfilms here in Disney. So, expect that to be number one. Of course, PG-13, 2D, 3D, D-Box, IMAX 3D versions of that. We've got plenty of show time. So all I need is a couple hours of your time this weekend. If a little rain pops up, come on over.
Yeah, come on over. Stop by. So anything else in the world out there that's going to make it to even get mentions here?
No, the big three, Solo, A Star Wars Story, Deadpool 2, Avengers Infinity. Oh, okay, the chick flick book club, that'll hold
all
over
right
for maybe a fourth spot this week. Life of the Party, Breaking In, Show Dogs, Overboard, Quiet Place, Rampage, I Feel Pretty. They'll all be hanging
you
around
do?
Celebration Cinema this weekend.
Well, you look pretty.
Yes, thank you,
all
and
right
you too.
No problem. All right, so the best place to find tickets is where again?
Oh, yeah, CelebrationCinema.com. Reserve your seat, especially if you want to go see IMAX in 3D this weekend. You might want to do that in advance at CelebrationCinema.com. And we'll take care of you.
And don't forget the drive-in, even
oh
if it's
gosh,
raining.
Oh, my gosh, Spaghetti Drive-In's open. Solo's playing there with Black Panther, Deadpool 2 with Deadpool 1, Show Dogs and Peter Rabbit for the families, Avengers with A Wrinkle in Time, directions to the Getty Drive-In in Muskegon on CelebrationCinema.com, too. All kinds of stuff there.
There you have it. Ron Van Timmern on his way out the door. Thank you, Ron. Where will I find you?
See you at the movies.
There he goes. He's out the door. I do think that going over to the drive-in there, whoever goes to a drive-in anymore, you know, people in Muskegon, you guys, you're hogging it for yourselves. You know, you might want to share a little bit, let a fella know. I saw this story yesterday. I'm like, really? This is true. This is true story. I look it up. It's a true story. Highly contagious dog flu is running around New York City, Brooklyn, sick as a dog. We know what that means, but now it's really true. Two highly contagious strains of canine influenza making their way around the U.S., H3N2. Has landed in Brooklyn so far, at least 14 dogs testing positive. A lot of cases this year, 500 in California, 500 in Nevada. So apparently it's just a matter of time. Apparently that influenza can also travel here. So wherever you are, your dogs might not be in good shape. No natural immunity. The flu is airborne. As the weather warms up and dogs get outdoors more to play, the concern is only heightened. So who knows what you're looking for? Signs of coughing, nasal discharge, sneezing. Being very tired, not wanting to eat, not the same energy level, you know, the same way you feel. Lousy. Your dog's going to feel that way too. Any of those signs, and you want to get them to the vet right away. You don't want to sit on this, said a couple of vets. The good news is that pups can get vaccinated, which provides some relief to dog owners. But, I mean, this is a serious thing. Because just like anybody else, the flu can, well, it can be deadly. Get your dogs immunized. The dog flu is here. And where else are you going to hear that today, huh? From your dog-loving radio host, Steve Gruber. That's the only place. Back after this.